Here at the Commodity Classic in the BASF exhibit with me is Paul Ray, Vice President, U.S. Crop Protection for BASF. And we just had, once again, the scholarship winners for the corn growers and the soybean growers. We're going to talk about that before we talk about the wheat growers. But let's talk about how many years BASF has helped sponsor these scholarships, which are so important for kids in this industry.
Many years. I can't remember the exact number. So many years. But we're very, very pleased to be associated with it. It's just such a good cause. I mean, this industry is going to rely on talent in the future like it does today. And we need to really encourage and really provide resources to those that are studying in agriculture today. And BASF's just really proud to be able to do that here this year.
Well, and the kids are just so grateful to be able to get that help because college is just so expensive. But now you've also sponsored with the National Association of Wheat Growers for a scholarship.
Yeah, we're very pleased to announce that here this week. And it's really a good cause from both ends. We had a really good colleague of ours pass away here only a few weeks ago, a fellow by the name of Jerry Minori. He'd worked with BASF for about 14 years, was just a real excellent colleague of everyone here, did a lot of work for American farmers around the introduction of fungicides, had a really lot of knowledge and expertise that really helped them push their yields even further, and it was a real loss to see him pass away here. So everyone was looking for a way we could remember his service, and what better way than to award a memorial scholarship in his name for the next 3 years for the National Wheat Growers Association, which is a really, really good association, and obviously it'll have a lasting effect for a lot of those scholarship winners as well.
Well, it's a great way to honor Jerry, a great person. Why is it so important for BASF as being a partner with farmers to help look out for the future of the industry?
Well, we have to invest in the future. I mean, if we don't invest today in the future, the future won't be like we want it to be. And just investing in people is one of the best ways we can make agriculture really have all the potential it has it could be. And we're investing in our own people at BASF. We're really expanding our workforce, and we want to encourage more people to go to university, study agriculture, so they can come back and invest their careers in this great industry.
Well, I think, aren't you expanding your facility in North Carolina?
Yeah, we just announced this recently. We're expanding our research facility there to accommodate our biotech unit, which will actually be relocating from Germany. We have about a $33 million investment we're making at Research Triangle Park, so the campus is going to get a lot larger. But it also really speaks to a larger trend I think BASF is really making, in that we're investing about $2 million a day in agricultural research and technology, which really is a huge investment. And occasionally that involves buildings as well, and obviously a lot of people, so it's great.
Well, how do you feel about being a Commodity Classic? I know you're always here, and how do you feel about getting out here and getting to meet the growers who are using your product?
Oh, it's fantastic. I personally look forward to this event. Obviously, it's just before many of them are planting their crops, so it's a great time to talk to them. And I'd have to say, I think the optimism is pretty high right now. I mean, 2012 was got a lot of promise, coming off a very good 2011, and obviously commodity prices look like they're holding pretty well at the moment. Really encouraging growers to invest in their crops, because the best way they can make more money this year is by pushing those yields even higher. So it's a great timing of an event to get in touch with growers.
Well, they certainly appreciate the partnership of BASF in helping them improve yields and profitability. Thank you very much. Here at the Commodity Classic in Nashville, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.